ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
Learning Maseches Sanhedrin up to Daf Samaches this year is Daf Samaches Amin Aleph. The Gemara here brings the story of what happened before Rabbi Eliezer was Nifter. Gemara brings the Braisa, Kishacholer Rabbi Eliezer Nichnas Shebekiva Vechaveir of Levakroi, when Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Rabbi Kiva and his friends came to me, Mavakarim, who Yeshua Bekinev Shalai, he was sitting in a canopy, Ven Yeshua Metraklin Shalai, and they were in his house, Vayeshim Erev Shabbos Hayim, there's Erev Shabbos, Venichnas Hurkus Menay Lachlitz Tvilov, and Hurkunus, his son, came to take off his tvilin. Rashi says to take off his father's tvilin. So Garibah, Vayetzim and Azifa, his father screamed at him, he shouldn't take off his tvilin. So Amalem Lechaveirev, say, told him, told the Tanom that were coming to visit him, I don't think he's Bedas anymore, because why doesn't he let me take off his tefillin? Amalem da toivet da sima nitrifa. He's not Bedas. Heich menichan isa skila v'ayiskim isa shvus. Why is he busy with the tefillin? What about this skila that loka saner? Rashi also mentions that manas achamin. L'chayr kavanasa is that Tmanas Achamin is also a shvus, but l'chayr it's a gzeirah to an iseskila. So they call that the chaymer of an iseskila, as opposed to the tefillin we're going to see soon. The tefillin is shem yetsi ben l'shusarabim, but even if you go out l'shusarabim, there's no iser skila to go out b'shusarabim. The iser is that once you're b'shusarabim, you might take it off. So the iser here of wearing tefillin in the house, like we're going to see, because maybe you'll go out to b'shusarabim. If you go out to b'shusarabim, you'll only be over a shvus. Anyway, that's what he asked them. What are they taking off the tefillin for? They should be busy with the Avlakas Neiris. They should be busy with the Manas Chaman, Rashi says. So you see, Fakert, he was very much Bedas. Once they saw Zaytim Yeshevis, they came and they sat Berachik Dalamis. So in the Ein Yosef, Pirushan Ein Yankov, he was bothered that the Beis Yosef says, and Hilchas Nidah, Simin Shin Lama Dalad and Yeridea, that it says that you can't be in the Dalad Amos of a Menuda is because the Dalad Amos is like his house. So he says it brings down that to be in his house alain, that's also even Rachig Mi Dalad Amos. L'chaya, this Gemara is very straight of Beisayas, this Gemara L'chaya is Mefurish, that there's no way to come into the house. Even in the house, you let it be there, but Rachig Dalad Amos. Lives at Sarachian. I'll go upon him. Taisus reads a room that even though the Gemara there in this, the second Berakh Shabbos, Memalika Naflamid, Naflamid in the days, is Mavur Klar, that you do take off the tefillin before like a Sinner. And that's Mestam what Rabbi Eliezer did every week, because why did Hurkanis go to take off his tefillin if every week they would do the Adlaka Sinner first? Mestam, he would know what Rabbi Eliezer does first, Adlaka Sinner tefillin. The Taisus says, how do you take off tefillin before Adlaka Sinner? Adlaka Sinner is usually the last thing you do. But that's an normal Shabbos. This Shabbos, they were running late. Probably because he was sick. They had things to do because of his sickness, so they're running late. Now that they're running late, and there's a limited amount of time, so now you got to do the Lachos Aneir, which is Issa Skila first, and then do the Tefillin. But Al Kolpanim, from this Gemara, you see, that L'chayah state in this Gemara, that wearing Tefillin on Shabbos is called an Issa Shvus. And like Rashi says, Shem Yetzibay B'Shesarabim, and like Taisa says, that even though Rabbi Eliezer didn't move, but Kol She'asuchom Latzis B'Shesarabim, Atzil Latzis B'Lechatzir. And who didn't Yeshu Makam Echad Asa is an Issa to wear tefillin, because you might go out with a tefillin. This Bemis in a Mishnah in Shabbos, so you now go out with tefillin on Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masech the Shabbos in the sixth parak, that Le'etzah the Mitfillin B'Shabbos, and the Gemara says, why not? And Daf Samach Aleph, Masech the Shabbos, the Gemara says, because you might have to go to the bathroom, and then you'll have to take off the tefillin. And when you take off the tefillin, you might walk down Amish B'Shusarab, like a lot of things they were geyser, not to wear jewelry, because you might take it off to show your friends, and walk down Amish B'Shusarabim, or not to take things that will slip off, or things that people will laugh at you. So tefillin, there might be reason to take it off if he has to go to the Beis HaKisei, and we'll go with it down Amish B'Shusarabim. And here, Rashi and Taiz is saying, about the Mishnah in Shabbos says you can't wear the tefillin B'Shusarabim. There's another halacha that you can't wear the tefillin in the house because kolma she'osuch hachamim latzis bar b'shusarabim is also afilu b'chatzir because there you might go to the b'shusarabim. So that's why you can't wear the tefillin in the house. It is a derabbanan because you might go to the b'shusarabim. the Nesharim Melech in Perik Dalad Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yud, and the Magen Avraham in Arichayim Simin Shinches, in the beginning, is bothered by Akasha. Why did Rashi say the Ksav V'Shabbos Lavizman Tefillin Hu? And Kvega brings his Magen Avraham in the Gilyon Hashas. It's Simin Shinches of Katan Yad Aleph. Why did he say because Shabbos is Lavizman Tefillin Hu? The Gemara is mavur that the issa to walk with the tefillin b'shisar abim is saif the whole Shabbos man tefillin hu, saif the whole Shabbos lav is man tefillin hu. If the whole Shabbos lav is man tefillin hu, it's still no issa d'ayraisa to go there. It's not called carrying because it's like a kameya. It's derech malbush. It's derech malbush. So mainly you're allowed to go out with tefillin. It's no issa d'ayraisa to. It's not called carrying me d'ayraisa. But according to both of them, there is an issa to go out with tefillin. I mean, there are banan in Rosh Hashanah, like we said, because maybe we'll have to go to the base of Kisil, carry it to Alas Rosh Hashanah. So why is Rashi being toilet on the man, the Amish Shabbos, Lavas Man Tfilinu? Even if Shabbos Man Tfilinu, there's an issa to go out Rosh Hashanah, you'll have the same problem, Shami Yitzman Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham there, the answer is very bekitzer. It's hard to understand it from the Magen Avraham, the Machzor Shekel is Masbrit. And also the Shagas Aryeh. In Sim Mem Beis, he also says the same teretz as the Magen Avraham. They say like this: if you hold that Shabbos man tefillin hu, so then there'll be an iser hesach adas at tefillin. So a mela constantly have to be aware that you have the tefillin. If you have an iser hesach adas and you mamashmish b'chol shon the tefillin, you're we have the tefillin. We don't have an iser that maybe go up b'shesarabim because you know you're wearing tefillin. Mashen, if you hold Shabbos lamas man tefillin hu, then you can forget that you're wearing the tefillin. And then there's a chash that will go out b'shus harabim. That's the Magen Avraham, Shagisayis Teretz. And the kasha is, if the chash, the reason why you're not letting with tefillin on Shabbos is, even in the house, because maybe you'll go out b'shus harabim. And like Taisa says, because komash also komash harabim, also afilu b'chatz, even the bayis you're not allowed to, so why is Rashi being toiled on the din of Shabbos, lavas man tefillin? So I'm going to acharein him with Teretz, the Magen Avraham, Shagisayis. Because if Shabbos man tefillin hu, so you'd be an issa esach adas, there's no shash gosh Yisrael, you'll know you ain't tefillin because it is esach adas. Daf givol Shabbos lavas man tefillin hu, so since it's lavas man tefillin, you're not being kind of it's tefillin, there's no issa esach adas, and in the middle there's a shash gosh Yisrael. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simin Shen Ches talks about whether you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. He brings down from a safe which is called Mikdash, that says you're not allowed to be metaltal at tefillin on Shabbos, because since you're not allowed to wear them, you now let me metal to them. And look, so, but the Beis Yosef argues on the Sefer. He says, you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. He says, it's a Tosis, and a Rashi, and a Ran, in the first parak of Bey, that same of first, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So, Mela, since you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, you're allowed to be metal to on Shabbos, and that's why he passes in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shinches, they're allowed to be metal to tefillin on Shabbos. Now, the Rashi and the Taiz and the Ranan Beyah is going on the Gemara that says you're allowed to send someone a gift of tefillin on Yom Tov. You're allowed to send them such a present. And the question is, why isn't it Muksa? And they say, because you're allowed to wear the tefillin. That, and Taiz is red zeis with a clarkite, even though it says that V'hayil oisa yadcha yatsa shamas v'yom tov shem atzman ois, that means you don't have to put on tefillin, but you're allowed to wear the tefillin. That's stated in the Beis Yosef and Simen Shinches. So the kasha is, Achreinim asked the kasha. It's a Shara Melech and Elchus Tefillin Perek Dalet Alach Yud, and Rabbi Kivega and the Mishnayis at the end of the first Perek of Beya. Our Gemara is Mefurish that there's an Isha Shvus to wear Tefillin on Shabbos. It says they wanted to take the Tefillin off Rabbi Eliezer, and he was bothered. What do you think? Isaac Meniach is a skill of Isaac Bissa Shvus. The Chara Mefurish in the Gemara that there is an Isha Darabanan to wear Tefillin on Shabbos. And the Chara the Svara is, I mean, this is how Rashi and Tosfos learn, because since there's an issa to go out with tefillin, like it says in the Mishnah and Shabbos, like we mentioned, because you might have to take them off to go to the Beis Hakisa and carry them, that's an issa to wear them. So what's the pshat in the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Ran that says there's no issa to wear it on Shabbos? This Gemara is mavur, it's issa d'rabanan to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega, at the end of the first Perek of Bey in the Mishnayis and the Shara Melech that we mentioned, Perek Dal, Lachi and Alf, they say Parsha the Teretz. They say that Gemara is talking about on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov is no Isser to carry. If on Yom Tov is no Isser to carry, so in Mela there'll be no Isser to go with it, B'Shus Ram, because there you might carry, because you're allowed to carry. But for like Rabbi Kvega Red Zeis, if you're taking off the tefillin to go to the Beis HaKisa, you're planning on putting them back on, So you're carrying them in order to put them back on. So there's no issur to carry. It's letzarech gufa. You're carrying it letzarech yamtif. There's no issur to carry on yamtif. What's the pshat in Tosfos? It says that smashman Shabbos also is no issur. He says pashit because Tosfos is reading ice. That if you're going to learn v'hayu l'chol ice means that by Shabbos it's an ice, that would make an issur to wear tefillin. Okay, there's an issur asay or an issur lav to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that would apply to Yom Tov also, because Yom Tov also lives by tefillin. Yom Tov also is an ice. But that's what Tais is saying. That pasuk by tefillin, which tells you not to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not telling you an issur. It's telling you a ptur. It's telling you there's no chiyuv. So me'achad is no chiyuv. So then, even though grand on Shabbos, Tais didn't bother reading it ice, because it wasn't a gay to that Gemara, on Shabbos is an issur mitam acher. Is this a mitam itzah? Hagzeri, you might carry it. And avad that it is, it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. But what he's saying is that tefillin is mutter to wear in Shabbos and Yontif. It's not the pshat b'poel, it's mutter to wear in Shabbos and Yontif. It means there's no issur mitzad ilchus tefillin to wear in Shabbos and Yontif. There might be another issur mitzad etzah to wear in Shabbos, and that wouldn't apply to Yontif. Parshat Gishmak Teretz. Now the problem is, like the Shaar HaMelech points out, the Beis Yosef is shver. Because the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Ches brings its Rashi, Tosfos, and Iran to tell you that you can wear it on Shabbos. So the Shaar HaMelech says the Teretz like this. He says it's actually a machloikis in the Gemara there in Shabbos, and they have Samach Dalanim and Beis. Rav is the one that says Kol Ma She'osra Rabbanu Lo'itzu V'Shesuram Osa Afilu B'Chatzir, and Rav Anani Bar Sosin says no, only V'Shesuram is Osa. There's no Isser in Rishus Yachid Gzer you might go out. And there are Paiskin that Paskin like Rav Anani Bar Sosin, and that's what the Beis Yosef means to Paskin. And the Gemara is Mavur, it's actually Machloikis Tanoim. So Mela, very good. Rabbi Lezer was going with the Shita, that whatever is Asur B'Shus HaRabim, that's a mission that says that Tefillin is Asur B'Shus HaRabim. Like we said, because maybe you'll have to take them off to go to the Beis Akisa Kam Dalar Amis. So Rabbi Lezer holds like Rav, that anything that's Asur B'Shus HaRabim is also Asur B'Chatzir. So Mela, he held, there was an Issur Shvus to have Tefillin on Shabbos. Mashayin came to Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Ches, which says that there's no issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's because we paskin like Rav Anani Bar Sosin, we paskin like the other Tanaim, we paskin like the Shita, that the things that the Chazal asid b'shus haram are only asid b'shus haram, they're not asid b'shus hayachid. And that's why the Beis Yosef says, l'maisi, you to wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's a shtickle from the Shaar HaMelech. Then the Shaar HaMelech blives shver that the Rambam paskins that there is no man the Yomah that says that there's an issur to wear in Meshus HaYachid. He learns up that when it says in the Gemara, the Rambam Milchus Shabbos Perikites Halach Ches holds that when it says in the Gemara, Kol Ma She'osu Chachamim Lotzes by Meshus HaRam is also b'chatzir, doesn't mean in a house. It means Dafka Chatzir She'enim Merevis. But a house or a Chatz Merevis is Mutal Lekuli Alma. So Shvek the Shaar HaMelech, and this kash is also asked by the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Mem Beis, Lefi the Rambam, where do you have an Issa Shvus to wear tefillin on Shabbos? The Gemara is Mavuri here that the Chalitza's tefillin was because of Shvus. Where is there an Issa Shvus to wear tefillin on Shabbos? It's an Issa B'Shus HaRabim al Shemi Yetzir. The Rambam Shita is that what's Osir al Shemi Aviren and al Amis B'Shus HaRabim is not Osir B'Bayis. So what's up shot in this Gemara with their blessing and Urkinis that he wasn't? He said that the Chalitza's tefillin is an Issa Shvus. Where's this Issa Shvus? So both the Shaar HaMelech and the Shaar Gesayu were mechavim ledavar echa. They want to say a gemaldig chiddush pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara, Rashi's mevur that Urkinis came to take off his father's tefillin. They want to say lefi the Rambam that there can't be an Issa to wear tefillin in the house, an Issa Shvus. They want to learn up the Gemara that Hyrcanus went to take off his own tefillin. He came inside to take off his own tefillin. So his father screamed at him, what are you taking off your tefillin? You should be busy lighting the Ner. He had to take off his own tefillin because he was planning on going right out to the Rishus HaRabim. And that's an Issa Shvus. To wear tefillin Rishus HaRabim is an Issa Shvus, like the Mishnah says, Shem Yavirenu. But his father's tefillin he didn't take off. He didn't have to take off his father's tefillin. Because his father was staying in the house, he was sick. And Mamela, according to the Rambam, there's no issur in the house. You have to say Hyrcanus was taking off his own tefillin. The emes is that the Rivash in Siman Kufayin Gimel, he anyway has this problem. He has a whole kasha In Ma'id Katan, there's a whole shayla for Menudah could wear tefillin or not. Someone has neither, could he wear tefillin or not? The Gemara doesn't bring this Mefurish of Raisa that Rabbi Elazar was Menudah, he was in a Nidui, and he wore tefillin. So the Yavash also wants to say that maybe because he could be Mantcha, this Gemara is not talking about Rabbi Elazar's tefillin, he came to take off his own tefillin. But that's the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh and the Shai Melech. Shagas will bother, what's the Nichnas Lachlitz tefillin? Why did he have to come in to take off the tefillin? Basically, maybe didn't have a safe place to put the tefillin outside. Balak Abanim, that's the Achreinim Steretz. So going over what we learned till now, L'chayr the Issa Shvus is like the Rishayim say that they couldn't wear the tefillin because Shemi Avirena Dal Namis B'Shus HaRabim. And we spoke out the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh's Pshat that why Rashi had to say Goshabas Lavas Man Tefillin, Goshabas Man Tefillin when Achayshus will go out L'Shus HaRabim because you're Mamash B'Shus HaTefillin B'Chol Shah. And we mentioned the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Ches that brings Rishayim in Beya. Rashi tells in the Ran that I'm a word that there's no issue wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And we said Rashi and tells in the Ran we could say that they were saying it dafka l'gai b'yamtiv, where they're saying there's no issue be'etzim to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Here's the Shari Melech, Herbe Kivegis Teretz. And all they mean is no issue be'etzim to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The ice is not mechayiv you not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and yamtiv. Shabbos anyway, they've been Israel's carrying. And that wouldn't apply to Yamdiv. And the Beis Yosef that shtels the Sufa Shabbos, we said the Sharamelech's Teretz. Now we paskin that the things that are Asa B'Shus HaRam and not Asa B'Shus HaYachid, and Rabbi Elazar will go to Shitas Rav that holds that they are. And we asked on the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam says that even according to Rav, it's not us in the house, only a Chatz HaShenim Revis. And we said according to the Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh and the Sharamelech, they want to say that it was Hyrcanus took off his own tefillin, he was going to go out to the Rosh Hashanah. Now there's a kashan Achreinim ask on the Beis Yosef, and Snegeyatah was Sugya. Like we said, the Beis Yosef and Simon Shinchas says that there's no issue putting on tefillin on Shabbos. That's why also tefillin is not muksa. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Laman Aleph says it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because Shabbos and Yantif is an ice, and if you put on tefillin and Shabbos and Yantif, you mezalzel in the ice of Shabbos and Yantif. So it's also to do with tefillin and Shabbos and Yantif, it's a din of ice. So how does it shtim? The Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Ches says it's mutter, and the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lam and Aleph, they say it's also being mezalzel in the ice. The Taz and Simon Shin Ches, Sifkat and Gimel ask the Kasha, and he blives straight with the Kasha. And he's mash meinachinami, we should be machmir, like the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lam and Aleph. That's the Zayar that the Beis Yosef brings in Siman Laman Aleph is Marech Ma'id on the Chaymer Isra of wearing tefillin a Chalam Ma'id because it means Mezalzel on the Isra of the Ma'id, Kolshkin, Shabbos, and Yantif would have that Isra, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch there. The Taz is Mashmi holds that way Lamaisa. But the Magen Avraham in Siman Chavtes, he says to Teretz that the Isra of being Mezalzel on the Isra is only when you do it l'shem mitzvah tefillin. If you're wearing it l'shem mitzvah tefillin, then you have an issue being mezalz on the ice of tefillin. If you do it shalai l'shem mitzvah tefillin, you don't have any such issue. So, Mel, that's miash of the shayla. In Simon Lam and Aleph, he's talking about you want to wear tefillin a Shabbos yontif of a shem mitzvah. That's an issue. That's an issue zilzul ba'ais. It's also an issue about teisif. Mashayin kain and Simon Shechasim is not l'shem mitzvah. That he holds his mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Laman Aleph says, the Pashtus is like the Magen Avraham, that if you don't wear L'shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, there's no Issur. But he brings Yesh Mechmirim, it means the Taz, like he says in the Sharetzian, that the Taz blives Shver in the Kasha, and he's paskening, I'll be the Zayar, that there is an Issur, even if you don't wear L'shem Mitzvah's Tefillin. The Emes is the Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Chavtes, he wants to say in Rav Haigain, he has a Tzad al Kapanim in Rav Haigain, that there's an Issur to wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv al Tzais. Also, Zulz of the Eish Shabbos and Yantif, it's also Mashma, even if there's no Kavanis Mitzvah. So the Shara Melech has the Kasha. If you're going to say there's an Issa Mitzad Eish, which is the Chayin Issa Dairaisa, so what's the Pshad in Agamar that called it an Issa Shvus? Agamar is Mavur, it's an Issa Shvus. L'chayra, Lefi the Tzad, could be Rav Haigayin holds that way, like the Beis Yosef says in Simon Chavtes. It sounds like, according to the Taz of Shulchan Aruch, is passing that way in Simon Laman Aleph. That even if you're not being mechavan l'shem mitzvah, there's an issa as a zilz of an ice, that's the issa l'chay, is an issa der isa. So what's your blessed calling it an issa shvus? It's an issa der isa. It's not an issa skila, but it's an issa der isa. As I frek the Shara Melech. And l'chay, you can be mantra and say that maybe Lefidus halacha, Reb Leza happened to hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. But Rashi holds if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, you won't have the din of Shemi Avirenu al Kapanim in the house because you'll remember not to bring it out. Maybe the other Rishonim, well, not that way. Maybe on the tzad that you're not allowed to with Tefillin be deraisa on Shabbos and Yontif al Sais, that's also like the Tanom that old Shabbos live is Zman Tefillin. Maybe Reb Leza holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin. And he still holds it to Shua. It's not like Rashi. As I can enter in Lechaira, but the Shara Melech says a different teretz. He says, even if there's an Issa deraisa to put on tefillin, but that's not mechayev once they're on to take off the tefillin. So Mela, even if you hold, like the Taz Nemzon, in the Shita that holds that there's a Zilzuv and Ice, that applies even when you're not being mechayev in L'shem Mitzvah, that would only be to put on the tefillin L'chatchila. But there'd be no mechayev midaraisa to take them off. That's why I called it an Issa Shvus. So Begitza, to answer the kasha that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Laman Aleph says that there's an Issa to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov al Tzitzilz in the ice and the Makar is a Zayar, which the Beis Yosef brings down. The Zayar applies it to Chol HaMoed as well. So how come the Gemara calls it an Issa Shvus? Either you could say like the Magen Avraham, that whole Issa is when you mechavon l'shem mitzvah, then the kasha is not shver b'chlal. And that seems to be the way we paskin. Befrat that the Beis Yosef and Siman Sheches, and it brings from the Rishonim and Bay a whole cloud that there's no Isser. The Chayyad Teretz is, in order to have an Isser, you have to mechavon l'shem mitzvah. But if you hold that the way, like the Taz and Siman Sheches is mashma, like the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rav Haigain at the end of Siman Chavtes, either you have to say, maybe Reb Leza held Shabbos man tefillin, that was my Teretz, and the Shara Melech says the Teretz, that the Yis would only be putting on the tefillin, there'd be no chiv to take off the tefillin. And now one more nekuda to shtelzich on this meisa. The Gemara says later that at the end, after Rabbi Eliezer died, and Rabbi Shua was Amen Araglava Mehutar Aneder, Hutar Aneder, Lameisa Shabbos Pagab Rabbi Kiva, Min Kisri Luri Amakav Besarai, At Shadama Shaisus Loritz. And Rabbi Kiva was hitting his skin until it was bleeding, the blood was gushing to the ground. Pasagol b'shur v'ama avi rechav yisol ferashav harbama yisyeshli v'en shulchani la yitzayson. He said, avi, I have so much money, I don't have a shulchani to change it. I have a lot of kashis, I don't have someone to help me with my Torah. So the Rishonim shtelzich, how is he allowed to hit himself and make himself bleed? What happened to the Isser Seret L'Nefesh? There's an Isser to cause a wound, to cause a scratch oneself, and cause a wound over a dead person. So Taisus here answers that he did it because of the Torah. Like he said, he's not doing it because he was upset at the death of Reb Leza Be'etzin, that he missed Reb Leza. He did it because he won't be able to learn Torah from him, so then it's mutter. And the Magi on the side sends you the Taisin Yevamis Nafi Gimel Beis, who says this Teretz, and plus one other Teretz, a teretz that the Isser is only derech srita, not derech hakah. Scratching and making a wound that way is aser. Mashenke and banging and making a wound is mutter. And the Amos of Machlokes Rishonim brought in the Paiskim that the Ramban in Sefer Torah Sa'adam is the Mekar in the Rishonim. It says it's svarit that it's only derech srita, not derech hakah. And the Rosh brings this in Mayit Katan. Simon Sadikim, at the end of the third parak of Mayit Katan. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh says there's no chiluk srita nakav. The Rosh says it's a David Tema. Once the Gemara said there's an issa bein biyad, bein bekli, what's the difference srita nakav? Now the Rosh says, like the other Teretz, that it's because of Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both days in Simon Kufbei. Kufbei Sif Zayin. Yesh Mishay Medafka Srita, Makab Yadal Basarja Mishaisis Mutter, Yesh Mishaisir. And the Achrayim say, and the one who was asked the holds at the Tam of Reb Leza is because of Torah. Now there's a Shikul Shaila, if the Tam Hadava, why it's Mutter, is because he did it for the Tzair of Torah. The Emes says it's a Machlokes HaPeskim, what's it din by other Tzair, if it's Mutter, L'chatchilo, or it's only Potter? The Torah says the Lashon, that a Messiah al Tzair Acher Shabole Potter. He says the Lashon that it's Potter. But it's a brisa in Makis, Nafchafim Abeis, Tana Rabban and Yachal Afila Sarel, Abeisa Shinovs, Neshtav Yom Tamalayma, Lenefesh, Ena Chayev El Alameis Levad. So Turis is Lashin of Pater. And the Beis Yosef says, it's Lav Dafka, that it's Pater, meaning Pater Avalasu. It's Mutter. And the Bach argues. The Bach says, no, it's Pater. Pater means Pater Avalasir. The Ramah, Paschal's like the Beis Yosef, he says, Al Tzar Acher is Shari. But the Shach brings the Bach that no, it's only Pater Avalasir. So that's a Shtigl Shaila. If you're going to say that in other Tzar it's Pater Avalasir, so why is it Mutter by Torah? Why isn't that like other Tzar, which is Pater Avalasir? It sounds like a Rai to the Beis Yosef that it's Mutter. Then Mrs. Laruch Lener and Yivamas and Afigim Beis asks the Kasha. It says in Bava Kama, Nafzadik Beis, it is of Chayvel Batzmai. So what happened to the Issa of Chayvel Batzmai? And the Hanami won't be Mechayv at Issa of Serel and Nefesh Letidnu. But what happened to the Issa of Chayvel Batzmai? Chayvel Batzmai is Eivu Balat. So the Aruch Lener says at Teretz that the word of Chayvel Batzmai is a Baltashchus Digadin. It's an Indian of Baltashchus. And just like you find Seif and Amalachim, you don't say Baltashchus, you light a burn. The possession of the Malachim, also the covet of the Melech, you don't say Baltashchus doing it for the covet of Melech. So who a din here? You're doing it for the covet of Teira, so there's no din of Chavala Batzmai, which is like the same, a similar din to Baltashchus. It's only when Stam, you're doing it to destroy yourself, to mutilate yourself. And Teira doesn't want any wanton destruction for no reason, even by yourself, even by your own property, even by your own body. But if you're doing it for covet of Teira, that's a mitzvah of covet of Teira, so that's mutter. The Aruch Lener himself has got a not sufficient with that. He wants to say that maybe Rabbi Akiva didn't even know what he was doing. He was in such tzar, he was makir b'atzma, he wasn't trying to make a chavola. He didn't know what he was doing, he was in such tzar, he was a shaking. But the Rishayim are quite not that way. Taisus and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they all medayik halacha from here. Either that in Torah it's mutter, or that it's mutter derech hakah, not derech svita. A mustama like the Aruch Lener's Teretz. That the Paiskim that asked the Chatchila on Tzar Acher and Beisai Shenafel and Tzunasa Shetava B'yam is it says, Ach, of all the Batsmai, it says, Ach, Baltashchus, Vashenk and here for cover the Teir, it's Mutter. Now, on the Eka Shaila, if the Issa is Dafka Srita, or who had been Akka, that the Rosh is like bothered with the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Issa is Dafka Srita, not Akka, and the Rosh says that the Dava Tema, since Bein B'yad, Bein B'kli, it's also Hechei Mutter Derech Akka. And the Beis Yosef doesn't understand the tame of the Rosh. But maybe the Torah only asks it, even though it asks it, Bein B'yad, Bein B'kli, that's what you do with Srita, Bein B'yad, Bein B'kli. Mashenk and Akkar, the Torah never asks it, doesn't understand the Rosh's Kasha. But could be, the Machlokes is like this. The Rambam learns that the Issa of Srita Lameis is the Issa Ke'en like Chukas Goyim. The Rambam says in Yad, G'didu Srita Achasi, Yuk'shem She Yigoyim Sardim B'sarin Amisosim Ne'atzar, And the Rambam's mashmat, the sight of the Issa Srita is because the Derech HaNegayim. He puts it together, and that's how he learns up the sight of the Issa of Mashkas Pazukonai and Paz Reishai. They're all the Derech of Avdei Avdei Zara. And then Ksevis Kaka, they're all the Derech of Avdei Avdei Zara. So Meil Avdei can hear a chilek. The Derech of Avdei Zara was Dafkai de Srita Ugnida. So Memela, that's why the only issues are they sweet to need and not only they are caught, because that's the Derech of Avodah Zarah. Could be the Rosh learns, like the Rishayim say, on the Pasuk of Lois Yitzchayda doing Re'eh, could be a different pshat. It could be the pshat is, like the Ibn Ezra says, that a person should understand that Gamzu L'Teva, he shouldn't have such a gewaldig tzar, such a gewaldig tzar when someone dies, is the Indian of Gamzu L'Teva, kol ma'adav ha'chol l'tav avid, sechsarim betachin. Well, like the Ramban says, "Banim atam Hashem lekechem leisus geidu," that since lemaisi a banim atam Hashem lekechem is a sharis and nefesh. Person is his dead. He's not gone. He's not gone forever. It's a sharis and nefesh. His nefesh lives on. His oilam amidus kriyas amesim simeli shouldn't be in such sad. So ayba zay, if you learn that, see the side of the mitzvah, and there's no chilik shvita and akka. It's the same thing. Because he shouldn't make a wound. As I came after her in the Agdaris of Machlokes. And could be the other way also. Ken Zayim, B'derech Efshe, B'derech Ulai. That maybe that if the Yisayit is Alts Avodah Zarah, Alts Derech Avodah Zarah, so even though the Tzar is a Tzar Alts Torah, but Lameis, you're doing it Alameis. You're doing it because somebody died. The Seis, you're doing it Alameis. So Mele, it would make a difference if you're doing it because of the Torah, because of the person. Lameis, that's the Derech Avodah Zarah to do a Sweet Degdid Alameis. And you're doing it al ameis, even though the tzar comes from a different source, but that's in the meis, the chaval is coming al ameis. So mainly you have to come on to the teretz, that it's not derech sweet, it's derech hakah. Mashiach, if the Yisayin Adavar is, because we should think that it's Gamzul Teva, Komal Erchom Atavavin, or we should understand there's a Sharis and Nefesh, he's not gone forever. So that's only by a mace. Mashiach by Teira, Kubit is an intimate style on the Veda Sateira, and not to say Gamzul Teva, at least not in the same oifen. Or, Zicha Sharis and Nefesh doesn't pass by the Veda Sateira. I call it a derech efshel. The Ramban wouldn't stim well l'shitasa because the Ramban's the one that holds that it's only aser derech srita, not derech akah, and he doesn't say that there's alts teira. And the Ramban al teira learns that the issue is alstaka alts asheris and nefesh. And mistami, you can't learn halacha so much from the tamei teira. I'm just saying derech efshel. If you find one shita is that you need dafka srita ugdida, not akah, and that shita is not mechalik between if you do it because of the tzar of the meis or the tzar of the Torah. And you have the other sheet, the Taiz in the Rosh, that holds that there can't be any chilik between Hakah and Svita and Gnida. But there is mechalik between if you're doing because of the meis or because of the Torah. So maybe you could say that the one that holds that there has to be Dafkadek, Svita and Gnida, that's like the Rambam, that the issue is Al-Skuk, Chalikas, Avei, Dezar, and the male, as long as you're doing it al meis, it doesn't make a difference what's causing the tzar. Hashem, and the one that holds it makes no difference if it's Svita Gdido Aka, that's like the Rishainim by Lysis Gedu to their band in Menezra. And the time is that the Torah doesn't want you to express the Tzar in such an extreme oifen. So there it doesn't make a difference if it's Svita Aka, and there the Pshat is if it's Al Torah, then the Torah would allow it. As I came as Zagin Derech Efsha.
Bruchim Amazinim. We are now, Be'ez Hashem, about to start Perek ben Seira Umayra, Mesechta Sanhedrin daf Samaches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, ben Seira Umayra, me'ema sainas ben Seira Umayra, mishayavi shtei Cyrus, which means that a katan cannot be a ben Seira Umayra. And the Mishnah at the end is masbir, katan potor, shalai ba lechlal mitzvahs. Ad kan ha-Mishnah. Now in the Gemara, there are three shlavim, how the Gemara views the halacha of katan by ben Seira Umayra. The Gemara starts by asking a question, katan minolan de potter, which means the makshin of the Gemara holds that al pipashtas the katan should be chayiv, therefore the Gemara is asking minolan de potter. The Gemara goes on, however, to challenge that question, and it's mevor mehemshecha Gemara that the stamus of the Gemara holds that al pipashtas a katan should really be potter. And the Gemara bases that on two tainas. First of all, says the Gemara, the Mishnah already explains, shalei balach lal mitzvahs. Vesu, and also minasvare, heicha ashkechan de anan shakasov, de hachli bayi krala miftara. In Kalatarikula, we've never found that a katan gets an einish, that specifically here in Mensaira Mira, we should ask that al pipashtas a katan should get an einish. So that's the stamas de Gemara, that al pipashtas a katan should be potter. The Gemara goes on to substantiate the makshin of the Gemara, and the Gemara explains that the question of Manal and the potter was based on two hanachas. First of all, Zokta Gemara, Otu ben Seiru Meir al Chetoy Nerag al Shem Soife Nerag, Vikivan al Shem Soife Nerag afilu Katanami, being that a ben Seiru Meir is not being killed al Chetoy, but rather al Shem Soife, that's why the Makshin held Minasvara, even a Katan, should also be Chayiv Misa. Va'oid, Ben Vlai Ish, Katan Mashma. Al Pipashtas, the Lashon Ben in the Torah, is Mashma a Katan. So with this, the Gemara explains Das Hamakshin. And on that, the Gemara answers, this is the Tarzan, Amrav Yehuda Marav, the Omar Krav Yiyeh Le'ish Ben HaSamach L'Gvurasi Shal Ish, Ayin Barashi V'Taisvis, that their Masbir, that the Mashmayis of the Pasuk is, in the beginning of Gadlus, like the Mishnah says, Mishayav Yishtei Cyrus, V'ad Shiyakif, Zokan HaTachtayn. Hayyotzei, that there are three Shlavim in the Gemara. There's the Stamus HaGemara, which holds that Al-Pipashtas, Ekotan Shebi Potter. There's the Makshan of the Gemara, which holds Al pipashtas a katan should be chayiv, and then there's the tarzan of the Gemara, which explains mikayach the drasha that be'emes a katan is pater. So we're going to try Bez Hashem to be masber each one of the shlavim, and we're going to start with the stamus of the Gemara, which bases on two tainus that a katan should be etzem be pater. First, zok the Gemara kediktani taimash lebalach lal mitzvus v'su heicha ashkechan de anash akasov de hachli ba'ikra. And we have to understand what's the difference between these two questions. So in Chidush Rabbeinu Yaina is Masber al Pipashtas, that the first question is Mikayach Araya, Mikayach the Lashon of the Mishnah, Shleibolach Lal Mitzvahs. And the second question is Mikayach HaSvara. Even if not for the Mishnah, Akapanam and Asvara, where else have we found in the Torah that a katan is chayiv, that we should have a havamina to say that over here a katan is chayiv? That's where Rabbeinu Yoina is masber the two questions. However, in the Chidushei Aran, he's masber that the two questions are coming be'emes from two different angles. The first time of the Gemara is, k'dektani taima shalei balachal mitzvahs, which means that a katan is pater min ha-mitzvahs, therefore a katan is not muzhar in any of the isurim which are involved in becoming a ben seira umayra. And the second taina is that be'emes we may have had a havamina that even though a katan is not muzhar in the actual isurim, but maybe the Torah would nevertheless be machayev and einish in order that kol yisrael yishmu v'yirau. Maybe a katan is bechal and einish in such a situation. So on that the Gemara says, heicha ashkechan the onosh hakasov. The Gemara specifically uses the lashon einish to bring out that a katan is never bechlal an einish, he's not a bar einshin, even if it's not for an avera that he did, even if it's for v'chal yisrael yishmu v'yiro. And the raya to that, zok t'chidush Iran, is by every ma'aser ritzicha. Be'emes would be a svara that if a katan kills, even though a katan is not bechlal the isra of leisirtzach, but in order that kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, we should kill a katan that's a ritzeach. Nevertheless, we don't find out in the Torah that the Torah is ma'anish a katan for that reason. And that's the kavanah of the Gemara's Taina, heicha ashkechan the anish hakasov. Now, to explain this Chidushei Aran better, we could be mitzayin the Kaivitz Shiurim in Masechta Baba Basra, Eis Tof Yud Gimel. He's Meirich over there to explain that Be'emes, HaKatan has two separate dinim. One din is that he's patim in a mitzvahs, and the second din is that he's not a bar einshin. This is mevor in our Chidushei Aran that we see that even in a case where we would have thought that a katan would get an einish, not because he was oivar and vera, because he's not bechal mitzvahs, but because kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, nevertheless there's a second din mitzar atzmai that he's not a bar einshin. For further reference, Ayin and the Kilas Yaakov Masechti Yavam is Siman Lamed Aleph, that he brings down a tremendous arichas b'shem the Mishkanes Yaakov and others, that maybe in fact a katan only has the second din and not the first din. Ein kan mekayme laharich, ayein sham v'timtza nachas. So we were masber the stamos of the Gemara. Now let's go on to the kash of the Gemara. And the Gemara explains that the Makshin was basing himself on two nekudas. First of all, because he's not al chetoy nerag, but it's only al shem soifa, and therefore a katan should be bechlal. Va'oid, that the lashon ben in the Torah is mashma even a katan. Now, according to the second taina, l'chayre it's gans pashut, there's nothing to ask. If the Torah says mefurish ben, which means even a katan is chayiv, so we can't ask anymore, but he's not bechlal mitzvahs, and he's not a bar einshin. This is the gzeres hakasov. And the emes is, there's a mashal to this somewhere else in the Torah, where a katan is bechlal the iser, and also he's chayiv and einish. And that's in the Gemara Masechta Nida, daf mem vav. The Gemara discusses a katan, as mufla samach le'ish, where his neder is a neder, and his hektish is a hektish, and the Gemara discusses over there that he'd be bechlal the isra of Bal Yachel, and if he's over Bal Yachel, he'd be chayiv malchus. So even though technically he's still a katan, we see that there's a musig where the Torah is masber in a specific situation that a katan is going to be bechlal the isra and also be a bar einshin. So that would be the same situation by us, according to the Gemara's Taina, that ben is mashma even a katan. Now, according to the Gemara's Kasha, that a katan is not nereg al chetay, but only al shem soifay. So according to that, we have to be masber as follows. As far as the question is concerned that a katan is not bechlal mitzvahs, that's not shver, because be'emes we're not killing him al chetay, only al shem soifay. Now the emes is the Gemara earlier on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph says that leisoichlu al adam, that's the azhara leben seirer umayra. And Rashi explains, delei onash ele im kein hizir, the Torah never gives an einish without azhara, Veheichan hizir, where was the Torah mazir that a person should not be a ben seira umayra? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Leisoichlu al adam, leisoichlu achila shetehari galeo. And this is brought down also lahalacha in the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. So we're going to have to say that this Gemara is going to shtim lemaskana of our sugya. But according to this shlav, according to the Makshin, where be'emes we say that a ben seira umayra is not al chetay neharag, but only al shem soifay. So there's no makam to ask what's the azhara, and to say that the azhara is because he's being over the isra of leisoichlu al adam. Because be'emes, he's not al chetay nerag, which is why even a katan who's not bechlal mitzvahs could also be chayiv misa. So that gemara must be going lemaskana, and we'll get back to it be'ezus Hashem when we talk about the maskana. But what still needs to be understood, l'das hamakshin, is how do we have a havmina that a katan is going to be nanash if there's a halacha that a katan is not a bar einshin? Like we are masber b'shem the kovet shiurim to explain the chedushi aran, even in a situation where we would want to be ma'anish a katan not because of an avera that he did, and be'emes he's not b'chlal mitzvahs, nevertheless, there's a separate din that a katan is not a bar einshin. So even though over here we want to be ma'anish ma'ashem soifai, but be'emes, a katan is mufka from any einish, so what's pshat in the Gemara's havimina? Now, pipashas, we may say that killing someone al shem soifai, that's an exception to the rule of a katan not being a bar einshin. The Chedush Aran was masbir, the stamus of the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking that even if we would be ma'anish a katan because of kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, that's something that the Torah would not do. L'mashal, like a katan who's a reitzeach. But now that the Gemara is explaining the makshin that we want to kill him because of al shem soifei nerag, that may be an exception to the rule, and in regards to that, a katan is a bar einshin. But that, nevertheless, is still a tremendous chiddush. Once we know that there's a klal, that a katan is not a bar einshin, that should be true regardless for the time why we would want to kill him, even if it's al shem soifei. So to explain pshat on the makshin, there's a murid de kashtikl from Reb Chaim Brisker and Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam. In the end of the shtickel on Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Vav Halachates, B'divya Maschol Olufiza Nira. Reb Chaim over there is discussing the halacha of Ein Mekablin Eidos Shalei Bifnei Baldin. And he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama Daf Kufyud Beis, which says that we can never be Mekabel Eidos against a katan, because a katan is always considered Shalei Bifnei Baldin. Like Rashi is Masber over there, katan Kaman Delesadami. So Frek Reb Chaim, on our Gemara, how does the Gemara have a havamin according to the Makshin that a katan could be killed by Ben Seira Umayra? The Chayri can never be Makabal Eidus against him because Ein Makabal and Eidus Shalei Bifnei Baldin, and a katan is Kaman Delesadami. So Reb Chaim, that can be explained once we understand the basis to the Etzem Svaras Makshin that a katan is Bechlal, the Chi of Misa of a Ben Seira Umayra. So Reb Chaim Vazel Lashayn Kachai, Shom Shiny. Kivan de be'inan l'chayvay gam kashu katan, if the Gemara has a tzad to be machayvim even as a katan, imkein ein zem mishum dechayiv misa. That can't be because he actually has a chiyiv misa. Ukemivur besugisham, the time of de be'inan l'chayvay, who mishum de kivan al shem soifay nerag, imkein gam katan l'chayvay. Veratza leimar, and the pshatan that havamina is, Dr. B'chayim, the mishum hachi have a dina ba'alma shetzarech lahargay. It's just a din ba'alma that we have to kill him. V'loy chiyuva shemeschayev hu b'misa. It's not actually a chiyuv misa b'chlal. This is a mari d'kalamdus, which means that it's a din on bezdin to kill and eliminate this ben sayra umayra from the face of the world. But it's not a chiyuv misa, which is chal on the ben sayra umayra himself. Therefore, even though a katan is not nenash, that means no chiyuv misa can actually be chal on the katan per se. This is not a chiyuv misa. This is a chiyuv which is mutal on bezdin, kill this person, be misalikim from the world. And that's why it's not a problem of ein makablin eidu shalei bifnei baldin. Because in this situation, the katan is not the baldin. It's not his chiyuv, it's bezdin's din, lahargai ulasalkai min ha'ilam. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim. And the emes is that there's a maridik esmach to this train of thought, because the Mishnah later on the fayin aleph amud beis says as follows. Ben Seir Umayr Nidin Al Shem Saifai, Yomus Zakai Va'al Yomus Chayiv. He should die Zakai, which is Mashma, the Be'emes at this point, he actually wasn't over anything. And the Mishnah is Mamshech, Shemisosun Shal Rishayim Hano'a Lehen V'Hano'a Le'ilam. The death of Rishayim is good for them, and it's good for the world. Mashma, that the Din Misa by Ben Seir Umayr is in order that the Russian himself and the world should have the Hano'a of the Rishayim being non-existent. That coincides with Divrei Reb Chaim that says that it's Dina Ba'alma Shetzarech Lahargai, and it's not a Chiyuv Misa. However, Rav Shach Zechayna Levracha, in Avi Ezri, in Hilchus Shgagai, is Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, and then again Hilchus Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, he's strongly Chaylik on Divrei Reb Chaim. And he said, we've never found in the Torah such a concept of Din Lahargai without a Chiyuv Misa. If the Torah says, we must kill a ben seira umayra, al karchach, it's a chayvas misa. That's Rav Shach's taina. And the chayra, we could be maisav on Rav Shach's taina, Because if it was just a din shel tzarich lahargei, like Reb Chaim says, why would he have a din of misas bezdin and dafka beskila? The chayre should be me misan isai bekal misa that we can, just like by a raidif. The fact that this idea that bezdin kills him in one of the misais bezdin, and specifically in skila, that's mashma that it is a chayvas misa and not just a din lahargei, like Rav Shach tainas. So on account of this tainer, Rav Shach has a different way of understanding pshat in the makshim. And we'll be mocked him before we say Rav Shach's pshat with a yisayid which we find many times in Shas, and we've mentioned it in the Shiurim, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, that sometimes the tam of a din atayra and the gather of the din atayra are different. The tam is the svara, so to speak, why the Torah set a specific din. But the actual gather of what the din is may be something different. Zakt Rav Shach, that's the case in by Ben Sayru Umayra. The tam why the Torah was machayev Ben Sayru Umayra with Misa is like the Mishnah's Masbar on the Fayin Alpha and Beis, because he's Neragal Shem Seifai, because Mutav Shiyamu Zaka Vayamu Schayev, because Misa L'Rishram Hano Lehem Vahano L'Elam. That's all the tam why the Torah was machayev Misa. But the actual gather adin was that the Torah, on account of that, was mechayev for being over the avera of leisoichlu al adam, a chiyuv misa. The siba why the Torah was machmer so much for the leisoichlu al adam to make a chiyuv misa is in order that misa l'sham hano alehem hano l'aylam. But the actual gedar hadin mitzar atzmai is not just a din misa ba'alma, like Reb Chaim says, just in order to be mesalik this person from the world so that he shouldn't get into more trouble. But the gedar hadin is an actual chayvas misa for the avera of leisoichlu al hadam. Now, Zot Rav Shach, the pshat in the makshin is as follows. Once we understand the tam atayra, that it's based on al shem soifai hunerag, it's based on a concept of misa l'risham hano lehem hano l'aylam, now there's a svara that this chiyuv misa, which the Torah was machayev for leisoichlu adam, is different than all of the chiyuvim misa shabataira. All of the chiyuvim misa shabataira are specifically on a gadol, not on a katan. Over here, this chiyuv misa for being over leisoichlu adam, it's mistaber that the Torah was machayev that even on a katan, because the tam for the chiyuv is something which applies even for a katan as well. Therefore, the actual chayvas misa should be chal on a katan as well. And Shema Taimar, we never found that the Torah is mechayev anything for a katan. That's not true. Like we mentioned, the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara discusses a neder of a katan, a mufla samach lish. The Gemara says there a katan, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, will be bechlal the lav of Bal Yachel, and he'll also get malchus for Bal Yachel. So too over here, the Gemara held min asvara a katan will be bechlal the iser of leseichlu al adam, and he'll be chayev the einish for leseichlu al adam, which is a chiyuv misa. Zogt Rav Shach weiter. With this, we could also answer Rav Chaim's kasha that lechayre ein makablan eidah shloi b'fnei baldin, and a katan is command the less adami. Because obviously, if the Torah held that a katan should be chayev misa for this aver of leseichlu al adam, must be that the Torah was machshiv the das of a katan enough that he's bechlal this iser. His das is enough of a das in order that he should be mitzuveh in this iser. And in such a situation, that das is enough to be considered that the katan is present b'shas the kabbalas edus. Just like v'achreich, we're going to have to say by a katan mufla samach leish that his das, which the Torah recognizes as enough das to be chayiv and bal yachel, should be enough of a das that we should be able to be made b'fun of, and will be considered mekablen edus b'fnei baldin. There, al korchach, also we have to say that that das is enough also to consider the katan present. So too, in regards to ben sayru umayra, if the Torah considers him enough of a bar das to be bechlal the lav, he's considered present legabi the din of mekablen edus b'funav. Ad kan divri Rav Shach b'sifrei Avi Ezri al Harambam. Now, the emes is that divri Rav Shach are a tremendous chiddush, because even though the tam of the din of the Torah is because mutav shiyam zaka v'yomos chayev al shem seifa hunerak, but we hold lei darshin on time of the krah. And im kain, if there's a klalim called tarikula that the Torah was not mechayev katanim, the Torah does not consider them accountable for the iser or to give them an einish, mechateisa that based on that tam we should be able to say with such a pashtus that this lav is an exception to the rule, and that a katan is held accountable bein for the lav, and he actually has a chayvas misa. This is a tremendous chiddush. Akoponim, hayoytze is that we have two very different pirushim and how to understand das hamakshin in our sugya. The pshat of Reb Chaim and the pshat of the Avi Ezri. Reb Chaim holds that it's just a din that you have to kill him, but it's not a chayvas misa. And because of that, it's not shver that he's not a bar oinshim, and it's not shver that im kablan aid the shleib if nebaldin. However, Rav Shach disagrees and he holds there's no such concept bechlal as killing somebody without a chiyav misa, and therefore he says that it must be that the Gemara has a svare, then in this situation, the Torah holds a katan accountable, bein the gabi the lav, bein that he should have a chayvas einish. Now, there's another very important nakuda that has to be spoken out in regards to the hezber of the das hamakshin. And that is that the Mishnah later on the Fayin Aleph Amar Aleph, when explaining the Seder of the Din of Ben Seiru Umayra, the Mishnah says that first Masrun Boy Bifnei Shleisha Umalkan Isai. On the Achila Rishaina, the Ben Seiru Umayra is Chayav Malkus. Chazer Vekilkol, only on the Achila Shnia, that's when the Halacha is Nidain Besrun Vishleisha and is Chayav Skila. Now, Yesh Ladon, if the first Chayav Malkus is Ma'akiv, that he only gets skila if he was already laika on the first achila, or it's not ma'akev. And the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, Ois Yud Tes, seems to hold that it's not ma'akev. But the Arsameach in Ilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, he says Mefurish that it is ma'akev, and Azoy is Mashma also in the Chidushim of Rabbeinu Yonis and Melunil, a Rishon on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. Now, if you were going to say that the Malkus is Ma'akiv, so Yesh Lodon, if it's possible to have a Havamina, that a Kotan would be Chayiv Malkus. Because Bishlama on the Chayiv Misa, it's Shaykh to say, like the Gemara says, that it's Lai Al Chetoy Nerag, Ela Al Shem Soifay Nerag, that a Kotan would also be Bechlal, the Din of Al Shem Soifay. But the Chayiv Malkus is not Al Shem Soifay. Al Shem Soifay is only in regards to killing him, like the Mishnah is Masbar 9 Alpha Medbeis. Because mutav sheyomus zakai val yomus chayiv, in order to withhold him from becoming a full-fledged sinner. But in regards to the chayvus malchus, that can't be a din of nidin al shem soifai. So why is there a chayvus malchus? So Taisus on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph b'Divir Maschil Mishum says that it's a gilui hakra that he's leika on the lav of leisaychlu al adam, even though be'etzem there shouldn't be malchus for it, because it's a lav shenitin lazoras misas bezdin, and it's a lav shabachlalis. The Torah is megala with the pasuk of a Yisru Eisai to tell us that this lav is chayiv malchus, which would mean that it's an ordinary din malchus like we find b'chol lav in Shabbat Torah. Now that's obviously something which doesn't apply to a katan. And the emes is that that's also the pashtus of the mashmais of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. He says that malchun Eisai k'chol malchus Shabbat Torah, which alpi pashtus means that it's a din malchus for the lav. How is it possible to have a havmina imkain that a katan would be chayiv malchus? And if a katan would not be chayiv malchus, and we hold like the Arsameach and like the Rabbeinu Yonis and Melunil that if you don't get a malchus, that's ma'akiv, and therefore there's no chayiv misa, so then how is it possible for the makshan to have a havmina that a katan would ever be chayiv the din of a misa of Ben Saira Umayra? This is what we have to be ma'ir over here in this havmina. So the emes is that the fida mahalach of the Avi Ezri, this is not shver. Because just like in regards to the Chayvus Misa, the Avi Ezri is Masbir, that the din of Nidin al Shem Seifa is just the Tam, but the actual gather of the din of Torah is that the Torah held a Katan accountable, and the Torah considered him enough of a Bar Das that he should be Muzhar in the Isra of Leisaychlu al Adam, and that he should be a Bar Einshin in regards to getting the Einish Misa for that love. So too, in regards to Malkus, will we say that the Torah held the Katan accountable, and he's over the love of Leisaychlu al Adam, and he's Chayv Malkus. But according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that says that Avada a Katan is not Muzhar in the Lav, and he's not a Bar Einshin, and that Be'emes it's not possible to even bring Eidus against him, because Ein Mekablin Eidus Shalei Bifnei Baldin. So the only Halacha is over here that it's a Din Shatzarech Lahargai, but it's not really a Chayvas Misa Bechlal. So then it follows that Hu Adin it's impossible that he should have a Chayvas Malkus. So we're back to the question. If a katan cannot be neschayev with a chayvus malchus, how do we ever get to the havamina that a katan is going to have a chayvus misa if we hold that the malchus and the misa are ma'akvin ze ezze? So the emes is that Reb Chaim himself asked this question in his Chidushim al Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, and Reb Chaim answers v'zeh l'shaynai, elavadai degam chiyuv malkas de ben seira umayra, hu gam ken megzeres hakasav. Meaning it's just a gzeres hakasav, and it's not a regular din malkas k'chol lavin shabbatayra. So Dr. Chaim Weiter, v'shem ben seira umayra, hu shagayrim l'chayvay b'malkas. It's the Shem ben Seir Umayra, which makes him b'chayiv b'malkas. Now we have to understand what that means. Now l'chayra, the pshat in Reb Chaim is that it's meseder dine ben Seir Umayra. Meaning to say, the ikur din ben Seir Umayra is that hargan isai because of al shem saifai. Just the seder advarim is that we don't kill him immediately. The achila rishayna, initially we just give him malkas, and only on the achila shnia is when we kill him. So a chelik of the Seder Hadin and the Chiddush HaTorah of the Parshas Ben Seir Umayra is that it involves a chayvus malkus for the Achila Rishayna, and the Chiyav Misa only comes at the end after the Achila Shnia. Therefore, even a katan is bechlal. Once we understand that the Ikar Din Ben Seir Umayra, which is Al Shem Saifai, because of Mutav Sheyama Zakav Al Yamas Chayiv, that's chal and a katan as well. So the whole Seder Hadin is chal and a katan, including the process, which is first a chayves malchus, and only afterwards a chayves misa. Ad kan the pshat of Reb Chaim, which works l'shitasai with the previous shtickle of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. There's another vart from the Chazon Ish in our sugya. The Chazon Ish is medayik from Divrei Rashi later on the Mishnah on the Fayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi over there says that although the Mishnah says masra naisai, we give him masra, Zok Rashi, that's not a full-fledged din asra like we find in Kol HaTeri Kula. Ela Zok Rashi v'zel l'shaynai, meichichen aysai, debe'inan v'yisru aysai, shalo yargil. V'im lo yishama, malken aysai bebezdin, v'yalifla me v'yisru aysai. So Rashi explains that the din asra is really a din teichacha. And Rashi is meisif that if he doesn't listen, malken aysai bebezdin, which is also learned out from the pasuk of v'yisru aysai. Zok the Chazon Ish, Kavonis Rashi is that even the Din Malkus is not a full-fledged regular Din Malkus kebechol aterikula, just as a Din Teichacha. Lefizet, it's understandable that hu adin v'yakotan, such a thing would be Shaykh, we would be Mechiachim, through Hasra and through Malkus, and hope that he won't go on to have an Achila Shnia. And if he does have an Achila Shnia, that's when the Allah is going to be, that we kill him. This Mahalach and Rashi is the Chayra not mashma like that on the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Malkan Isai, Kechol Malkas Shabbatayra. The Fi the Rambam, we're going to have to say, like Rab Chaim says, that it's Miseder Ben Seirer Umayra. Al Kapanim, the Halacha of Malkas, in the Gemara's Havamina, that it applies to Akatan as well, we have three possible Mahalachim. The Mahalach of Rav Shach, the Mahalach of Rab Chaim himself, and the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. The Fi Rav Shach, the entire Havamina is based on a Yisoid that in regards to Ben Seirer Umayra, the Torah held Akatan accountable. Therefore, just like there would be a chayves misa on a katan, who then there would be a chayves malkus. Lefi Reb Chaim, the din malkus is not like a malkus on a regular lav. The chayves malkus is miseder ben seirer umayra. And lefi the Chazon Ish, al pi Rashi, the din malkus is not a regular chayves malkus like we find in Kol Torah Kula Bechlal. It's just a form of teichacha kemerumas in the pasuk of v'yisru aysai. Ad kan de pshat in the Das Hamakshin, that a katan would also be Bechlal Ben Seirer Umayra. And now let's go weiter to be Masber, what's pshat in the Tartzin, now that we have a Gzeres HaKosov, what is the Torah teaching us? Now, Mitzad Echad, the fact that it's a Gzeres HaKosov is Mashma that there really is no Svara, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Mitzad Cheney, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma that it has to do with the fact that a katan is Pater in all Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, because that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, katan Pater, Shlei Ba Lechal Mitzvahs. And the Emes says, Kein Mavor in Rashi, earlier in the Mishnah, B'divya Maschel Mishiyavi Bei Cyrus, Zok Rashi Aval Mikame Hachi Loi Me Onish, K'dem Afarash V'Ozel, Shadayin Lebalachal Mitzvahs, meaning because a katan is not a Bar Oinshin. V'chein Mashma in Rashi in Masech Danida Dafnun Bei Zomar Aleph, B'divya Maschel Mishiyavi Shtei Cyrus, Zok Rashi V'zel Ashayne Shom, Aval Kaidem Bei Cyrus, Lav Bar Oinshin Hu. Mashma that it has to do with the general klal of the fact that a katan is not a Bar Oinshin. This is Tzarech Bir. Is it a Gzeres HaKosov? Or is it because of the general halacha that a katan is leibol l'chal mitzvahs and that he's not a bar oinchen? So the emes is, lefi the mahalach of Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, it is musbar ma'oid. Because the Gemara's Havmina was based on the tam, that it's mepnei sheyom hazakev al yom hazchayev, that over here the Torah would be mechayev a katan, different than in Kol Torah Kula, where the Torah does not consider him accountable. He's leibol l'chal mitzvahs and he's not a bar oinchen. here the Torah would consider a katan accountable. And that the Gzeres HaKasav is telling us that even though we may have thought differently, Lemaisa, the Chayves Misa that the Torah gives for a Ben Saira Umayra does not include a katan. So it's a Gzeres HaKasav, but once there is a Gzeres HaKasav, it's Chayzer to the original din that a katan is Leibolach Al Mitzvahs and he's not a Bar Einshin. So the two things work together very well. But according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, that he says that the Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina is that it's not a Chayves Misa Bachlal, it's Zesudin Shatzarech Lahargai, and that's why it applies to Katan as well. So now that there's a Gzeres HaKasav that tells us that it does not apply to Katan, so there's a Gzeres HaKasav. But what does that have to do with the general Klal of a Katan being Loiba Lechlal Mitzvahs and not being a Bar Oinchen? So Lechayra HaMavur from the Gemara is that the Gzeres HaKasav that's being Mamayat Katan is Be'etzem being Megala to us that we have to understand the Chayves Misa in an entirely different way. Although before the Gzeres HaKasav we would have understood that a Katan is Bechlal, because like Reb Chaim's Mazber that it's not really a Chayves Misa, it's just a Din Shetzrichen Lahargai, the Torah is Gufa being Megala to us by being Memayat Katan, then no, it's not just a Din Shetzarech Lahargai, because that would apply by a Katan. The fact that a Katan is not Bechlal is a Giloy that it is actually a Chayves Misa, which is why only a Gadol could have the Din Chiyuv Misa, but a Katan cannot have that Bechlal. Now that we have a Gzeres HaKasav, we have a new way of looking at it. We now understand that it's really a Chayves Misa, which doesn't apply to a Katan Bechlal. And that's the Pshat in the Lashon HaMishneh, Katan Potter, Shalayba Lechlal Mitzvahs. And this is Mevur also, Mitaych Divrei HaGemara earlier on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara says that Leisoich Al Adam is a Azhara Leben Sayer Umayra. If we need a Azhara, that's because there's a klal of Ein Einshin Elim Kein Mazirin. And that's how Rashi's Mazbir the Gemara over there on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And as Zayshed Mefurish also in the Rambam, in his Hakdama to the Din of Ben Sayer Umayra, in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. If it's considered an Einish, Bal Karchach, it's not that it's just a Dina Shetzrichem Lahargai, but rather it's a Chayvas Misa. And that must be that that's what was Neschadish in the Gzeres HaKasav, that a Katan is not Bechlal, that we now know that it's a real Chayves Misa, which requires an Azhara. And according to this, the Mishnah on the Fine Aleph of Beis, which tells us that he's Nerag al Shem Seifai, Mutav Sheyomos Zakai, Val Yomos Chayev, that's just what generates the Chayves Misa. But the Gedra of the Din Misa is an actual Chayves Misa. V'chol Divrei Reb Chaim in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, is only to be Masber the Das HaMakshin, but lemaskana avade, it's a regular Chayves Misa. Adkan the Hezber in the three Shlavim of the Gemara, the Stamus of the Gemara, the Makshin of the Gemara, and the Tartzin of the Gemara, how to understand the general Geder of the Halacha of Ben Sayer Umayra based on the Nidin of a Katan. Adkan this Shir from Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches Omid Beis.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.